I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Neurodegeneration is a process involved in several serious and debilitating diseases, for which there's often no cure. One of the first steps on the journey towards treatment to stop neurons dying is understanding how and why they do so. Well, now scientists from Cambridge University and the University of Toronto have announced a mechanism that might explain how neurons die in two diseases, motor neuron disease and a type of dementia called frontotemporal dementia. Cambridge University chemist Michele Vendrascolo joins us to tell us more. Thanks for joining us. So to start with, what are neurons?
If you think of a very simple action like raising your hand, this at the microscopic level, in fact, is an incredibly complex process. And at the very basic level, you need to send a signal from the brain to the arm if you're raising your arm. And so there are particular cell types that are called neurons that can carry out this task. The point is that cells are normally very small, like a millionth of a meter. And so these cells, instead, have to be very, very long on the cellular scale because they say, for example, 1 meter. So this is a terrible problem in biology because you have to transmit a signal over this very long distance. So neurons have a very, very special geometry by which they have a body, a very, very long filament, which is called axon, and then an end, which is called synapses, where the transmission takes place.
Right, so they're these very long cells that basically help messages get from A to B with a beginning, a middle, and an end. So what about the degeneration of these neurons then? How does this relate to disease?
As you can imagine, maintenance of this type of cell is complicated. So there are many processes that can go wrong. And one of these processes that has been recently discovered is one particular state of proteins, which is called the gel state, in which proteins that are normally soluble molecules become a sort of gel. And this gel is actually a functional state in this case, and it can act as a transporter of information from the nucleus to the synapses. So now new states of proteins are really coming out in recent years. The other state, which is also associated with neurodegeneration, and it is much better known, is called the amyloid state, by which proteins form clamps, which are very rigid. So now these jelly are still clamps, but they are much more soft.
When a message is being sent, the messages change state to travel and then change back again.
But really the excitement about this research is that there is this new state in biology. We are just beginning to understand the rules for its formation and maintenance.
So what did you do to look into this?
So we studied the process in vitro, since studying neurons directly in the brain is extremely difficult, and we are just beginning to understand the formation of this gel state. We look at cells cultured in vitro, and here we can follow this process of gel formation much more readily by using a range of methods, from biophysical method to molecular biology methods.
So you've discovered this new state. Yeah. How does this relate to neurodegeneration going wrong?
Yes, so this state is a transported state. So the information that has to be carried out is actually a messenger RNA. So messenger RNA is captured in this jelly state in the nucleus, and then transported to the synapses. So the sort of safe passage is ensured by this jelly state. So RNAs can be degraded along this way, which is on the molecular scale an extremely long journey. So it's protected by the jelly. But then jelly is a dangerous state because you have to, unless you control it very well. So in disease, the release, so the degelification goes wrong. And so what we have uncovered are two ways in which this degelification can go wrong. And so the gels holds on the mRNA, and the mRNA cannot be transmitted.
Right, so the messenger turns into a goo to basically go down the road, yes. And then something goes wrong and they just stay a goo, and exactly. Then the message doesn't get delivered.
Yes, and that accumulates in the synapses, and this gives rise to all sorts of pathological processes that eventually result in the neuronal death.
And so this is obviously a massive problem for those diseases we talked about earlier. So could this potentially lead us towards potential drug treatments?
We hope so. I mean, certainly is a big step forward, because we have gone from a situation in which there was no understanding of the mechanism underlying the disease, and to a situation which now we think we understand at least one of them, and within the understanding it has come the knowledge of the target, or the targets in this case, which are the particular further proteins that are controlling the processes of degelification and the release of mRNA. So now we have targets, and in particular one which is very promising is an enzyme which is called methylase, which carries out the chemical modifications that are needed for the release. Methylases are already targets in drug discovery, so we can take advantage of this knowledge.
Michele Vendrascolo from Cambridge University, thank you very much.